They criticized the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity that was seen as a win for his election rival, former President Donald Trump. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
The U.S. Supreme Court found on Monday in a 6-3 ruling that Trump cannot be prosecuted for any actions that were within his constitutional powers as president, but can be for private acts. It's a landmark ruling recognizing for the first time any form of presidential immunity from prosecution, but stops short of allowing absolute immunity for all official acts.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Israeli forces order Palestinians to be on the move again in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians for much of Khan Yunis in Gaza, a sign that troops are likely to launch a new ground assault into the Gaza Strip's second largest city. The order suggests the city will be the latest target of Israel's raids into parts of Gaza it had previously invaded in the war, as it pursues regrouping Hamas militants. Much of Khan Yunis was destroyed in a long assault earlier this year, but large numbers of Palestinians have moved back to escape another Israeli offensive in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a monstrous Category 5 storm on a path that would take it near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least four people have died after Beryl slammed ashore in the southeast Caribbean. A hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica and a hurricane watch for Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency has said there has been a surge in arrivals of people fleeing Sudan's war to Libya.